Because most of the stuff they think is science isn't science at all. But of course, they'll say, well, you can't question the science. It's like, well, the whole point of science is to question everything.
I'd have to laugh at that.
But no one seems to notice. They're mostly on fluoride and lethally injected and all that kind of stuff. But the United Nations actually just recently came out, though, and said that they basically own the science.
You know, we partnered with Google, for example. If you Google climate change, you will, at the top of your search, you will get all kinds of UN resources. We started this partnership when we were shocked to see that when we Googled climate change, we were getting incredibly distorted information right at the top. So we're becoming much more proactive. You know, we own the science and we think that the world, you know, should know it. And the platforms themselves also do. But again, it's a huge, huge challenge that I think all sectors of society need to be very active in.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know you could own science. Well, basically the United Nations, governments, the New World Order, the globalists, they own science. Well, how do you own science? Well, you buy it. And that's exactly how it works. They basically pay off all these people who go to science schools and stuff, and they get a grant. And the grant says, if you find evidence in whatever way you need to, you know, using maybe like read Bill Gates' favorite book, Lying with Statistics, whatever you got to do, however you got to skew the data and the statistics to come up with the answer they want, then you get the grant. And all these people just sell their souls. It's pretty incredible.